Not many schools across the country have taken this approach to staffing, but this year, four Project Lift schools on the city's west side are. Kristen Cubbage is a teacher at Ashley Park who rotates among classes and grades.
Before, I was a first grade teacher and I taught about 35 kids, and now I teach around 165.
She also spends a lot of time coaching other teachers. This way of organizing staff at school sets out to answer this question. Here's CMS Superintendent Heath Morrison.
How do we have these teachers who are clearly at the top of their profession? If we use the NFL analogy, they are our pro bowlers. How do we get them to have more opportunity to have more reach and more exposure to more of our students?
17 schools will begin using the staffing models next year. They include elementary, middle, and high schools throughout the district. CMS expects to add more schools in following years. The approach is also designed to tackle another big question: how to recruit and hold on to the best teachers. This model's answer is give them more responsibility and pay them more. Cubbage has been offered jobs outside the classroom, but decided to stay at Ashley Park.
This position allowed me to have a comparable salary to those, but also stay with kids, which is where my heart is and where my passion is, and so it's keeping me in a bunch of classrooms, which is great.
But those higher salaries will come at a price for schools, since schools will have to pay for them within their existing budgets. So principals may decide to cut support jobs to come up with the money. Education Resource Strategies and Public Impact pioneered the staffing approach. The Belk Foundation has pitched in $500,000 to pay consultants from the groups to help schools design plans. It's not proven, since schools haven't been using it long, but CMS points to some early success as far as recruitment goes. Last year, more than 700 teachers applied for just 19 of the higher-wage jobs at the Project Lift schools. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.